The Jamaica Tourist Board has signed a memorandum of understanding with the United States-based online company Airbnb Inc. for the promotion of the country's tourism product, particularly in the area of accommodation. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett recently sat down with Ian Boyne to discuss the partnership and the benefits to be derived.
So explain how this works.
Someone can go online, you find somebody who might want to come to Jamaica who is not going to a traditional hotel. Tell us a little bit about it.
But let me tell you, there's a little bit about the background that is useful.
Yes.
In that two young men, you know, college friends, wanted to travel and discover that they couldn't afford.
Couldn't afford the traditional hotel.
Right. Yeah. And then they have friends who they say, okay, fine, let me see. We have these extra rooms here. If we put out something, let's see what happens. And quickly, people said yes, they wanted to come, and then they said, okay, this is a great idea. Let us see who else have rooms that people could do. And in no time flat, I mean, you know, scores of people were calling in to say, yes, we would want to go to so and so and so. And believe you me, in a matter of 10 years, it's the largest reservation center in the world. It's 140 million room nights.
About how many Jamaicans you think?
Jamaicans, I think we have 14,000 rooms in Jamaica.
14,000?
That's
ordinary Jamaicans,
Renting out their space. When you look at the clusters, it's in Trenchtown and Greenwich Town.
Yeah.
Portmore heavily. It's in elements of St. Catherine. It's Kingston, over Kingston.
Yes.
Montego Bay as well, and some of Ocho Rios. And it's growing. 32,000 visitors came as a result last year. The figures we have for this year is not yet
tabulated.
But we had a sense of what the additional rooms were. That's how we got to 14,000.
So ordinary Jamaicans benefiting from the tourism
ordinary
industry.
Jamaicans. And this is an innovation that is redefining access to tourism and travel. And the corollary to that, of course, is Uber. So Uber provides the transfers
and
the transportation from one location to another.
Yeah.
But, you know, the essence of that is a deeper economic arrangement.
Called the sharing economy.
Absolutely. Called the sharing economy. And that came out of the millennials.
Yes, that's true.
Who are the most educated workforce the world has ever seen, but the poorest, because they come saddled with heavy student loan bills and so on and so forth. So they had to find a way to ensure that they can have their holiday, can have their leisure time and so on at cost that are affordable. Yes. So that is what the argument of necessity is the mother of invention
is
all about, right?
Yes.
So now Airbnb has all these room nights, but it doesn't own a single room, as Uber has all these cars and taxis and don't own one. It is telling you that we have to find ways to exist, to operate, not only just to live, but to live
and to adapt.
So the nimbleness of tourism in Jamaica is what is going to define our future.
Give us a competitive advantage.
And to give a competitive advantage.
So this is an exciting area. The ordinary Jamaicans renting out their rooms to visitors. But they might wonder when you're going to come and start tax them now and, you know, government putting its hands in their pockets.
Well, the formula that we believe Airbnb is comfortable with will enable us to continue to offer this as a very vital addition to the room stock of the industry, without any damage pecuniarily to the stakeholders who are joining us. But the advantage of these broader areas becoming involved in tourism is the ownership that it will present
more
of the industry by more
Jamaicans as stakeholders.
That's correct.
In the
so the desire to protect it, because guess what? You're earning at $50 here, US, a night, what you never planned for.
Right.
A $30 here, a $25 there.
Someone don't want any violence in the community.
Absolutely.
Because that's going to affect his business.
Absolutely. That's an important area. So the TPDCO is going to have an interest in ensuring what we call destination assurance. And the discussion that the Airbnb are having with us is about how do we help to enable that to happen without putting any burden on the local stakeholder.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne. We'll be right back.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.